Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 4 meditation today is from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 and 2. This is what the Lord says to his Messiah, to Cyrus. I will go before you and break down the gates of bronze. Maybe some of you remember this. It was the afternoon of August 5th, 2010, when a 121-year-old San Jose copper mine in Chile, South America, caved in. You remember, 33 men were trapped underneath 2,300 feet of solid rock. 17 days after the accident, a note was written in bold red letters, appeared taped to a drill bit. When it was pulled to the surface after penetrating an area believed to be accessible to the trapped workers, it read simply in English, "We are fine in the shelter, the 33 of us." But look, they were in survival mode. They ate two spoonfuls of tuna, a sip of milk, and a morsel of peaches every other day. They heard the voice that said, "You are locked in with no way out." The Chilean miners knew their situation, but once the people on top found out that the men were alive, they spared no effort to rescue them. Soon the skill, knowledge, and the efforts from all around the world were in Chile. Three large international drilling rig teams, NASA, and more than a dozen multinational corporations. After 69 days trapped underground, all 33 men were brought safely to the surface on October 13th, 2010. We know our stuck situations too. Sure, we've been stuck in traffic, stuck in winter, stuck in snow, stuck in quarantine now, but that's just on the surface. Deep down, we know what it's like to be stuck in the past, stuck in relationships, stuck in a diseased and dying body, stuck in debt, stuck in dead-end jobs, stuck in fear and panic. Israel knows just how shut in and stuck they were. For Babylon said to them, "You are locked in with no way out." Now, in the 6th century BC, God's people were surrounded by bronze gates. Oh, sure, there were the ziggurats and the canals, and God's people were never far away from the detestable statues of the Babylonian god Marduk. But it was the gates, and especially the now world-renowned Ishtar Gate, that locked them in with no way out. The gates were the brainchild of Nebuchadnezzar, the founder of the Babylonian Empire, and his son Nebuchadnezzar. Herodotus and Xenophon, the ancient Greek historians, write that in the late 7th and early 6th century BC, hundreds and hundreds of bronze gates were erected in and around Babylon, making it the world's most fortified city. Babylon was surrounded by a series of walls, two of which enclosed the rectangular city. The innermost wall was 21 feet thick, and the outermost was 11 feet deep. 360 watchtowers were on the walls every 60 to 65 feet. A moat-like system in front of the outer wall hindered direct attacks on the city. The Ishtar Gate opened up to a long processional way called the Arbu Shabu, meaning "the enemy shall never pass." Israel was locked in with absolutely no way out. But then God speaks. "I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. He will set my exiles free." See, God raises up Cyrus, the Persian, to break down the gates of Babylon and set his people free. Cyrus the Persian is chosen, the anointed one, to be God's gate breaker. In 539 BC, Cyrus had to go up against Babylon and her gates. The city began bracing for an all-out battle. Inhabitants stocked their shelves with food and water to prepare for the long siege, probably much like many of us are preparing for COVID-19. The military was was prepared for an all-out battle. Here's the thing. When Cyrus surrounded Babylon, its citizens, rather than fight to the last man and attempt a Custer's last stand, they opened the gates. Cyrus walked in and took the city with singular ease. I mean, can you imagine? Well, here's the thing. God's rescue is greater than we imagine. It's more than we deserve. Consider the words of Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. It's greater than we imagine. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then we said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. His rescue is more than we deserve. That's what Isaiah says throughout his book. When we were stuck in guilt, God promises, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. When we feel buried in gloom and doom, he reminds us, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. When dryness and deadness stand in the way, the Lord turns the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. When we are surrounded by obstacles, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged place a plain. When blindness and captivity and bondage stand in the way, God's servant comes to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. You know, oh God, you know. You know what it is like for the enemy to lock the gate to your future and to throw away the key. You know what it is, what it feels like to be possessed by your past, mired by your malaise, and trapped by your transgressions and sin. Paul knows. Oh, Paul knows, all right. He writes in Romans chapter 7, I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. There's so much more I want to say, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave. I find this law at work when I want to do good. Evil is right there with me. It's not just Paul, that's us. Locked in habits we cannot beat, and bound in a bondage we cannot break. Who will release us from this body of death? Well, thanks be to God through Christ Jesus our Lord, for Jesus is God's ultimate gate breaker for Paul and for you. Opening day was at Jesus' baptism, where one witness writes, as he was praying, heaven was opened. Spirit-empowered, this Messiah ministers in Palestine to open eyes and ears and mouths and hearts. He even opens graves. But the grandest opening was yet to come. After the betrayal, the beating, the bruising, the burning of the Son, Revelation 1:18 makes his victory crystal clear. I was dead, says Jesus, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And look, I hold the keys of death and Hades. And because of Jesus, you are not locked in with no way out. For Jesus himself breaks down gates of guilt and shame, hurt and pain. He breaks down gates that trap and torture and torment us. And the gates of hell will never prevail against the shed blood, the baptismal power, nor the mission of the church of Jesus Christ. For God's rescue is greater than we imagine, and it's more than we could ever deserve. Here, his liberating word is for you. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.